These lockers were abandoned on the last day of operations. Ray Middlesworth describes the atmosphere amongst the staff and the process leading up to the closure of Mailrail.
On that Saturday morning, it was just a normal Saturday shutdown. They didn't actually make any different arrangements for the trains because maybe people didn't know what else to do. We'd never done that before. It was a different atmosphere about the rail. Well, it wasn't doom and gloom because a lot of people were, you know, were quite looking forward to their retirement. Most people had their futures sort of planned out for them. There's a very few people who were at a, what you might call a loose end. People were clearing their lockers out. It was a very different atmosphere, but we did run through the night, and all of us on the railway up and down knew that was the last night. And I think there was a feeling, an atmosphere that evening, because we all knew the trains, that was the last time the trains were running. And when we did the morning shutdown on Saturday, it would be the last shutdown. I wrote a note in the logbook at end of service, just to mark the occasion. And I think some of the guys on other stations had a similar feeling. The railway didn't officially end until the end of August. So there was a period when the staff were still about, everyone was still about, but we didn't actually run the trains anymore. As engineers, we still were responsible for the lights, the fans, the lifts, as we were then. There was still some work to be done and everyone attended on their shifts. The train maintenance engineers attended on their shifts for the following months to come, but there wasn't actually any railway service running. That was a sort of a phony closure, as you might call it, because we weren't actually closed, but everyone, you know, we weren't running, but everyone was there. And the true closure became at the end of August when everyone left. They cleared their lockers for the last time, and everyone went off to do other jobs. And there was four of us that remained, and we actually took over the maintenance of the whole line then, whereas before, all the other engineers were in place. So there was 3 months when it was sort of haunted by us all.